Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invite you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Yes. Assalamu alaikum. And welcome to another edition of the Halal Industry. Do for Self. Your host today, Nate Muhammad. James Bashir, our co-host, James Bashir, and Brian Ali. We'd like to just open up with the Lord's name, the Merciful Benefactor, Merciful Redeemer. We want to let everybody know we're broadcasting from the Philadelphia Masjid, Sister Claire Muhammad School, here in the greater Delaware Valley. And we'd like to send the greeting from Imam Bilal to the AM360 audience, and he's still looking forward to recovering from his illness, and we want to keep him in our dua. We also want to remind you that this is Imam Bilal Brainstorm, a brain trust that we're supporting, we're following, and we're accepting the challenge to go on until he gets himself together. And when he feels as though he's willing or ready to come back, the door we always open for. In the meantime, we're just like backup for him. The continuance of the halal industry do for self. Yeah. Now, I just want to speak on my part here is the unity. I always told them I'll take on conversation about unity, unify, and what we have to do to unify to get the people together, the African Americans, descendants of slaves. And I keep coming up with, you know, look like the people, I won't say they don't know what to do. I say they might be a little confused as far as dealing with society and how we want to go about dealing with society. We know what the laws out here in the society that we are accustomed to. It is, you know, you have the standard law, but then you also have the common law. The common law is what we will say the Sharia, the law of what a law wants. The standard law is what man or what society moves off of. And when we go out to deal with them, again, we are subjected to the environment we have come to, but all our dealing is based on around the standard law. And we have to be able to identify both of them if we're going to move ahead or if we're going to accomplish anything. A lot of times we've fallen victim to the common law. The standard law. And we all tied down, like when we go to deal with society, majority of that is standard law. We got to go through the facility or go through the procedure they laid out for us. But they doesn't have, those laws doesn't have the people's best interests at heart. That's why I come back to the common law. The common law is like, we could say the Sharia, within the Sharia. We have a lot of things going on in society, especially around the masjid, where a lot of believers come into the masjid, airing their dirty laundry, creating a little chaos, but then going to turn around and want to hide behind the Islamic language. And we had some people come in smelling like marijuana for going to make salat. And I'm saying something's wrong here. We're missing something. We're misinterpreting something there. We have to sit back and analyze our situation. Allah, the man Muhammad said that man is mind, and his mind is designed to solve problems. It's designed to solve problems. And we have to look at our problem because our solution is right there in our problem. We have to dig deep in the problem. This is why we're coming with the unification. My whole conversation from last 6 weeks has been built around trying to figure out, trying to identify, neutralize the situation. So I have to submit, and I'm submitting to it by giving my attention to it. And a lot of things that I elaborate on is based on what I see. Now, I can be wrong. I'm always leave room to be wrong, to be questioned. I can accept constructive criticism as long as we're going to upgrade and deal with the problem. Looking for a solution, I'm all open for it. And this is why we keep coming back to our imam, the position of the imam around the masjid should always been respected. And as long as we leave with that, we can check everything at the door. And now when it comes time to get to unify, we're going to eliminate a lot of the unnecessary blank that we encounter before we can sit down and elaborate, talk about the things that we need to do and how we want to do it and when can we do it. And this is why I was saying we're coming out of this society that's full of blank, that we have to clean up the blank first before we can get anything accomplished. We keep winding up right back in the same situation that we started from because we can't see the forest from the tree or the trees from the forest. All I'm trying to do is share with you what I see, what I'm doing. I ain't trying to teach you nothing. I'm not trying to do that. I'm just sharing my wealth, my experience with you in dealing with the people. Because, again, in order for us to move, we have to unite folks. And we're going to have to deal with the people regardless how many is. I'm not saying a whole lot of people, but whatever people we deal with, we have to deal with them. And we have to treat them based on the way the law set it up. That is the common law, being fair and honest with them. Right now, we're having a problem getting respect for each other. And I sit up here and say we can't get no respect because we don't trust each other. Society has torn us apart. We're looking at over our shoulder at everybody. Everybody come, of course, but here we done establish our faith in a love where we can use our faith to learn how to trust each other again, to get back to trusting each other. We got to make some moves. It's not going anywhere. We're going to have to do it sooner or later. It's best that you do it willingly than being forced to do it. Like I said before, when you're forced to do something, it leaves a bad taste in your mouth. Willingly, we give our attention to it. That's all we're looking for, attention. You can't evolve and establish anything without giving your attention. So this is what we're striving for. Our destination is, and this is always to be allowed. Halal, that is our goal, is to be halal. That's why we got the halal industry that's built around and established economic strength for the African-American descendants of slaves community, as well as mankind. But it still has to be in a start. We have to get a start. We have to start somewhere. I say start with the African-Americans because they create the greatest challenge. And if we can accommodate and deal with that, we should be successful dealing with anybody else because everybody else will fall right in line. I'm sitting there talking to James earlier, and we was talking about all the situation and all, and I'm telling him, now, we ain't taking no more back seat to nobody. We ain't taking no back seat to nobody. I'm going to take the front seat. I'm going to forge ahead. You understand? Because I already seen, or we done already arrived or strived or came about and rose above this here society in this blackness. We already been there. Then we got to go back and deal with the same people under those black conditions. And all we're going to do is stand still, get frustrated. Now, I would say let us take the lead. And let them deal with us. We sitting here with the halal industry dealing with the courts, with them over properties and things of that nature. We running around in circles because that's the game they want to play. We dealing with the common law. We don't play no games. You deal with it. You're going to be transparent. Again, fair and honest. In order to bring about what we're trying to accomplish. And like I said, we're going to do this. This is going to happen. It's meant to happen. We look back at our history and the journey that we came as a body of people. Allah guided us through all this. And how I know, I can see Allah's hand on it. I can go back to where everything started, how everything started, and where we have arrived up until today. And we have grown leaps and bounds, starting with nothing, no identity, no direction, no answers, no nothing, to the point to the day that we can always understand now where we can look back and see where we done came from. The history, all this has been recorded. All this is, you can find out from the beginning up until, like I said, to right now, and you can find out and figure out what happened, why it happened, where it happened. It's all recorded. We might not conceive what tomorrow brings because we don't know. But we definitely know what yesterday brought, and it's the struggle that our people encounter. And that's what I think, that we are conditioned, primed to take a lead. We are in charge, but don't even know. We don't even know we're in charge because we never paid it no attention. Mm-hmm. We never gave it no attention. We busy sitting here pointing fingers at everybody else, and the rest of the fingers pointing right back to us saying, you big dummy. All you have to do is look in your situation, because your answer is right there in your situation. Stop the crime. We don't have to cry for that. We're going here and use what we got. We have to be going. We have to be able to do that because we're striving to be halal. That's the most important thing. We want to be halal. Everything surrounding us, we want a halal atmosphere. But we're going to have to be able to deal with the haram that society has inflicted on mankind, because they're going to bring it right to our front door. And Allah always prepares for things before he put it on us, or before we have to deal with it. He already prepared for it. And that's why, again, I believe that we have to approach things with that lowly spirit, humble, so Allah can manifest this in front of you. Then you could see it. And I say, oh, we know what we need. All right, I see what it is. And we learn how to deal with it. We ain't in here and going through all this for nothing, for GP, general principle. We went through this for a reason. It's a purpose. Allah put us through this here. He chose us. We ain't chose him. We didn't chose him. If it was up to us, we'd probably win. I ain't doing that. All this stuff you want to go through? Not me. No, but he chose us. Look back. All you have to do, look back at the history of our people, the African Americans, descendants of slaves. Look at it. And now we at the point where we had to recreate our own destination. But based on, with like how Imam Muhammad said, lead with what Allah said and do things be sure. That is a start. That is a stepping stone where we can use to help jumpstart. But the most important thing, the Imam has to be in top shape. We are the leaders. We the one is going to have to be an image of what we're talking about. We have to be the example or where we want to go and what we want to do. We have to do that. That's why it starts with you. I'm sure a lot of people come in, and I'm sure you heard a lot of people talking about unification, and we got to unite, and we got to do all this. But when it comes time to show it, they're nowhere around. Mm. Or they got some lame excuse to justify of not doing something. And if we go on halal, that is our destination, because this is what we've been striving for. This is what Allah created us to do. And like I said, he always shows you the right and the wrong and everything. And how he shows you that, he puts you through it. That's,
Allah will test you before he will bless you.
Yeah, that's right. You hear that what Brian said? Allah will test you before he will bless you. You know? He's a poet and don't know it. But I'm just saying that look at it. Things are designed for us to pay attention. Once we got the shield, the veil from over our eyes, we can see things clear now. That veil over our eyes is the blot, the blank. All the blank do is set you up to be lied to.
Mm-hmm.
And the people are so gullible for a lie, all because they got all the blank. Lost they eliminate, when we first came in, the first thing we did was we eliminate the flesh of swine in our life. Drugs, alcohol, and tobacco is nothing but a byproduct from the hog. And it's designed to confuse you confuse your mind. You can't solve nothing if your mind is all clogged up with something foolishness. You have to free all that up. You have to free all that up before you can think clear. How you think, what is that, a well-oiled machine? How everything is running, the components is moving? Yeah, that's how it's supposed to be, the body, the human being, how it's supposed to move about there. And we had to go through it, and it took some time for us to realize and understand it because we had to grow to that point. That's part of the journey. And look at the journey that the African-American, descendants of slaves, what is it, 400 years long of
searching.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying that what we had to come to, and we can look back at it and try to get the good out of it and leave the bad alone. And that's in everything. When we grow to one stage to another, we always pull the good out of everything and leave the bad or what we don't need or what we can't use. You leave it alone and you keep growing. And this is what I mean by we got to stay focused on our objectives, forging ahead with a halal disposition, with halal on our mind. Whether we be all around, you understand to see it? Fine with me, because I know what's going to happen. Just think about that, all those who came before us, what they was thinking, how they was thinking. And I guarantee they had the same attitude. I won't be surprised. They had the same attitude. Why? Because of the spirit Allah had and moving within her, in your heart. That's why, you know, he said Allah won't change your condition until you change the condition of your heart. You got to get all that junk out of it. Get that foolishness out. Get the pain off it. The pain, that's what I'm saying, the pain of it is because you didn't understand why we went through this. Once you understand Allah's hand on it to rise you up, as Imam Muhammad called a God's man, then we know that, you're trying to show me something. Okay, brother. All right, let's roll with it. Now we can start making headway in the thing because why? We left all the blank or pushed that out of the way. That's not in our way. We can see clearly. We can navigate ourselves through all this madness out here. But we have to move from a common law. The standard, you always respect law, period. But the standard law is designed to keep you down, keep you confused, keep you in bondage. Allah is the one who frees you up. Freedom, justice, and equality that we were accustomed to hearing all the time. And I believe that. I sincerely believe that. And I always try to incorporate and put that in my life, how we going about dealing with each other. That's why I took on the unifying everything, you know, because, hey, everything starts with you. It don't start with me. I'm only responsible for my action. Allah called me back today. I have to answer for what I did. But at the same time, I'm going to be fair and honest and keep everything up front. That's why we all looked upon, let's sit down and talk. We can't talk until if the blight is there, you ain't going to be able to talk. How do I know? I already tried that. We tried talking to some of these people that's caught up in drugs, alcohol, and tobacco, and foolishness. It's like talking to a brick wall. You ain't getting nowhere. You have to back up and pump, as I would say. Leave them alone for a minute. But remind them that this is why when we went through with the Nation of Islam, we had got cleaned up first, got rid of all that junk. And if you didn't get rid of all the junk, you had the knowledge of what it was. But you have to be able to accept that challenge. Are you going to stand up?
Man.
Yeah, Brian keeps hollering out, man up. But regardless what it is, we got to take a stand. And his first stand is with yourself. You have to have your iman upright. Not to sit here and put on a scene for you. No, be sincere and honest with yourself. That's the start. Then we can become receptive to whatever instruction we might have. And the majority of time is that how this society rolls. They want to gather everybody together and control them that way. Now, everybody has a responsibility to do. That's for sure. Three things ensure. Everybody has a responsibility. Not one person's responsibility is the same. And go about and bring about whatever we came about to establish. This is what we have to do to bring about all of it. It's not easy. It's not going to be easy, but it's a start. This is the halal industry. Started with Imam Bilal. We continue. It got to go on. We got to continue on. Regardless what it is, stay focused on it. Somebody else come in. Okay, it's your turn. Whatever. It's time to move out on this here, bro. Peeps. It's time to move out. It's time to sitting back. Stop sitting back, waiting on somebody, what is it, a messiah or somebody. No, it's just your part. It starts with you. I know that the imam had said, yeah, it's going to start with maybe a couple people. Yes, everything starts with a couple. Everything starts small, and you grow. And as you grow, you establish your criteria of what you want, and those who come behind you is something to work on, have something to work on. This is what we got. We're establishing this thing right now with the halal industry. We already have the man been laid out, the hiring, we're going to slaughter with the animal and the byproducts, how we can utilize the byproducts for everything that we would need, and we use all the money to help get other people in business. That is the industry. It's designed to get people in business. Yeah. That's our whole purpose. And we want to establish that. We are the first generation in this. Maybe the second generation come behind us. They have something to work with, just like we the first generation of the Muslim in our family, and then we have the second generation is our kids. But the way everything has been with the generations, they want to eliminate part of the history. You always look at the past to prepare for the future. You learn from it. You look at how to live, what went on, how it went on, why it went on. Where it went on. You take out the wisdom out of it and you incorporate it in what you want to do tomorrow. That's how I read it. I was a nice little historian. I used to always read about what the people, our ancestors went through.
Professor now.
And always read. I was a vivid reader on that because I wanted to know. And then now that you, when you start to sit in there and got to the point and understanding from a religious standpoint, that's what I said. Allah's hand is all over this. But it's up to us. It's up to us how we want to do it. And it's not, like I said, first thing is coming together. First thing, you got to come together. We got to come together with man and woman. That's the first part of coming together, unified, man and woman. Then from the man and woman, what happens? We have a union, and then you have the offsprings of the union. We got to reconstruct all that back together because it's total pandemonium in within the community right now. Now, it's like it's a bad thing. It's that the point is that you can never establish something until you recognize what you're dealing with. It's just like you learning how to read a situation, and you can't read a situation until you faced up to it. A lot of people come, what are you going to do? How are you going to do this? When you get that? I would tell them, I don't know. I got to wait and look at the situation. And then my decision will be based on the situation, not based on how I feel, not based on how what somebody said. It's based on the situation. That's all we can do if we're going to use our mind, our intelligence. It's like I said, it's a problem solved. Your mind is a problem solved. It's designed to solve problems. And if you know how to look in a problem, you'll find the solution. And always looking at a problem, you go to the root of where it all started from and bring it on. It's just like a plumber, a troubleshoot, a blockage. You got to go to the root. Pipe, open the drain, find out where the drain is started, and put a snake or something in there to open it up. It's the same thing in everything. Go to the root. Always go to the root. And that's in everything that we do. But we look forward to the people dealing with the people we got to look forward to because they coming. The people are coming. They are coming. What Allah said, they'll be coming in droves, but the people are trickling the masjid just individually, male, female, want to know something or want to be Muslim. They want to look at the people. Because why? From a distance, we look like we got everything. Everything is hunky-dory. Everything is A-okay. But you get involved in it, it's crazy at times. But that's just life. That's the life that we have to deal with. That is our life. All right, we're going to take a PSA. Right here.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to AM 360. Join your host, Munira Habil, every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as we explore relationship topics addressing what we didn't know, what we've learned, and what we need to know and why. Because on this show, it's all about courtship and marriage.
Assalamu alaikum. James Bashir, Halal Industry, Do For Self. I'd like to read from the 22nd Surah of the Quran, Ayahs 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Al-Hajj, the pilgrimage, in the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. O mankind, fear your Lord, for the convulsion of the hour of judgment will be a thing terrible. The day ye shall see it, every mother giving suck shall forget her suckling babe, and every pregnant female shall drop her load unformed. Then thou shalt see mankind as in a drunken riot, yet not drunk. But dreadful will be the wrath of Allah. And yet among men there are such as dispute about Allah without knowledge, and follow every evil one, obstinate in rebellion. About the evil one, it is indeed that whoever turns to him for friendship will be led astray, and he will guide him to the penalty of the fire. O mankind, if ye have doubt about the resurrection, consider that we created you out of dust, then out of sperm, then out of a leech-like clot, then out of shoe-like flesh, partly formed and partly unformed, in order that we may manifest our power to you. And we cause whom we will to rest in the wombs for an appointed term. Then do we bring you out as babes, then foster you that ye may reach your age of full strength. And some of you are called to die, and some are sent back to the feeblest old age, so that they know nothing after having known much. And further thou seest the earth barren and lifeless. But when we pour down rain on it, it is stirred to life, it swells, and it puts forth every kind of beautiful growth and pairs. This is so because Allah is the reality. It is he who gives life to the dead, and it is he who has power over all things. Join us every Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an edition of the Halal Industry. Do for Self. With your host, Imam Wale Abu Bilal, founder and CEO. Excuse me, Imam Wale Abu Bilal, president, founder, and CEO of Bilal's Inc. And co-host James Bashir, Nate Muhammad, and Brown Ali. The interest of Bilal's Inc. is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of the slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength to establish community life by doing for self, to build the model community. Connect at am360.org and 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Call in live to speak to the host at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Share comments at info@cwsc.us, tweet at CWSHURAA, email us at info@cwsc.us, visit am360.org, Pan Corporation Community-Wide Shore Conference at cwsc.us, or leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297. Okay, again, Now that the election is over, we see now that the president-elect Donald Trump, he's in the process of now appointing his cabinet. Mm-hmm. He seems to want to bypass the Senate. He wants the Senate to go into recess so he can go make appointments. But his cabinet appointments have to be appointed, they have to come before the Senate. And then they have to, whatever questions they have, they have to, those questions have to be answered, It's almost like a background check, but that's standard procedure. That's something that's done. Yeah. And again, around the country, the Democrats, since they lost, some people wonder what should they be doing now. So right now, she's getting ready to get back into the fight, Because here in the state of Pennsylvania and around other states around the country, we have gubernatorial elections coming up next year. You have congressional races. You have state house races. You have state senate races. So we have to regroup and get back into the fight. Get back into the struggle. Let me use that term. Because we have a lot of work to do, because the line of defense is going to be people in those state houses, the state senators around the country, the state house of representatives, your city councils, your governors, your mayors, those that are right conscious, those are people that lean on. So So whatever blows come from the president-elect, they can try to at least talk a little, make sure people have basic needs, you know. But the goal is we have to get back, keep a lot out front, and get back in this and stay in this struggle. It's just Brother Nathan saying, you know, we have to have a lot. That means not only that means spiritually, mentally, your character, you know.
Yeah.
As you know now, I'm talking about you talking about products now. That's fit right into life. All of them. Once some go, we go, we run for a elective office. We got to take the hell out of crack into the office.
Mm-hmm.
We can't have the girlfriend. We can't be lying and cheating,
mm-hmm.
stealing, getting contracts, doing illegal stuff.
Well, that's the halal.
See, that's the thing. You got to stick with them around, and you got to be halal. Mm-hmm. Everything.
Yeah.
Now, even now, to go outside in the business world now, they've gotten so bad now here in America, when it comes to meat, they actually manufacturing their own meat. They're actually the stuff they're putting into the meat. It will kill you. You get cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Got going there. That's another subject. But that's again, we talk about halal. You know, now if you got to come in with a halal attitude, you can't be doing that. Because first of all, you got to face Allah. That's number one. You can't fool him. So same thing. We have to remain steadfast. And again, all these political the people that's holding office right now, start doing your homework. Find out. Is a state senator, state rep, find out when they have meetings. Find out where their office is. You want to stay in contact with them. Make sure that the things that you want to get done are being addressed.
As-salamu alaykum.
As-salam, Brother James. That was James Bashir, political analyst.
Hmm.
I'd like to just share again what James was saying that about we have to, things have to be halal. The way everything is set up right now, majority of it is haram. We have to establish a halal in this society by showing, not by talking, by showing, not by going, getting under them and staying under them because they're going to keep you in the background. Keep you in the back seat. It's obvious right now, James know what he's talking about because he's been running with the politicians or political aspect ever since I've known him. You know, good while. We have to be out in the forefront in establishing what we want, not sitting here asking this society for their support in that manner. Yeah. They should be asking us for our support. And if we're going to support them, this is some of the things you have to do in order for us to be involved. We ain't going to be involved in some hanky-panky, hooking and crooking stuff. We're going to be all right.
Okay.
We have to be all right. We know what's going to happen to you going that route. We done watched them build people up, put them on pedestal, and then kick the chair on them and have them tumbling down. We have people financially do this and all. We done seen it because that's how they work. Look, I got a hand up. Area code 727-408. Your name and where you calling from? You mic is on.
Assalamu alaikum. I'm delighted. This is Bilal from New Orleans, Louisiana. Praise be to Allah. I'm delighted. You know, I'm glad the brother mentioned about politics. Like what we really can do and get something taken care of. So praise be to Allah. Now,
mm-hmm.
I have to mention that as Muslim, we are not the aggressors. Okay, so I'm gonna mention some things because it's necessary that we know that things are happening for people who try to come against the righteous people in the society. Allah has things in store for them too. So right now, like I say, we're not aggressive and we don't being jumping out of his, saying hooray, hooray because of what's going on. But right now, the FBI have bomb threats have been taken against Trump, his appointees, and also his cabinet members. And also before Trump had got elected, Iran, because of Biden doing what he was doing as far as giving bombs and feeding things to Israel, mm-hmm. how they was doing, Iraq felt threatened. And so what they did, they found out they caught three persons that was plotting to get Biden. You see, mm-hmm. so you got a situation that going on where people in other countries, they not gonna just be sitting still for to be handled and mistreated in any kind of way. But like I say, we not aggressive in this matter, but things are going on here in the United States concerning that. Then you have Elon Musk. He putting people that work in the federal office, putting their name out in a negative way, and these people feel threatened by what is going on. And see, he didn't like it when they were doing something to him, I think it was last year, something like that. But see, they keep abreast of what's going on in that political arena, you know. And then you'll be sober minded about what you want, how you gonna deal in life. But remember, we Muslim, and we're not gonna let the action of other people make us act other than ourselves. But we're gonna speak the truth, yeah. You know. So we don't want, you know, that nobody should feel no any kind of way about what I say, and like we putting some kind of bad reflection on Muslims, because what I say can be said anywhere. In the White House, nobody wants to look at me to think I was doing something antagonistic against the government. I'm just facting. It's all on the news. So anyway, I wanted to share that too. Assalamu alaikum.
My Islam. Thanks for that, brother. That was a good points there. Test the one and we'll close your mic. Yes, brother, I agree exactly what you're saying. But my conversation today is for the Muslims, for us, to unite among ourselves, eliminate a lot of unnecessary hardship, chaos. We already know, we look outside the door, it's pandemonium going, it's all kinds of stuff going on. We already know that. We ain't trying to get in there to follow them or follow that foolishness, no. That's why Allah showed us both sides. He showed us the right way and the wrong way. And you can identify, yeah, but we're going to keep that at distance. We're not going to get, like I say, involved and try to tell them what to do. No, we should be an example for mankind to show this is how you go about doing it. This is why I look at James. He sits there and he digested the whole political aspect, and he brings that to the table. He didn't say go rub elbows with all the Democrats and the Republicans. He acknowledged what's going on, and based on what he sees, he gives his opinion to us. And this is what we do. We see it. It's a crime. It's a crime. It's ugly, as I would say. But at the same time, I'm not afraid of it. We shouldn't be afraid of it, because we're going to lead with what Allah wants and build our criteria and establish our position within the society. That's all we can do. Yes, we can help solve their problem, but they don't want us to solve their problem for them, the pandemonium. They like the chaos, because then they can continue to do whatever they want to do. It's that chaos. If you bring common sense to the table, they're going to run. They're going to avoid you like a plague, because they don't feed off of common sense. They're feeding off dollars and cents.
Mm.
Yeah. And that's why, you know, we look at all these people that's up here. You, the brother mentioned, what's his name, Elon Musk, and John. All these guys is millions and billionaires. Okay, billionaires. You know, we talking about grassroots people running around. That's who we got to stand up for, the grassroots people. Give them the freedom, justice, and equality. The billionaires, as James said they are, they want to keep the chaos so they can keep the money flow coming. So, you know, I see them, but I don't see them. I'm aware of them, but they're not in the way. They need confusion. They need more confusion. Oh, look, brother, hand back up. Yeah, I'm going to open your mic in a
Alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum. Let me share one of my poems. Praise be to Allah. Shaitan influence is in the way the religious people receive reality, and the Quran is where we find safety. Moral urgency in God's word is the purity. Let's share with others what sustains and preserve our life. Speak out against racism, genocide, continue to sacrifice. Build our Muslim model, our community life. We don't have a fatalistic attitude. Common sense, good deeds, we can't lose. This will preserve our human goodness and innocence. Common sense is one of our best friends. God made creature with wise and useful mind and brain. The genocide of man must be tamed. Our youth seeking the illusion of gold chain, glory and fame. The believers reading creation sign. Shaitan and his crew during overtime. We are fighting in God's cause. We can't put our work on pause. Man's constantly breaking God's and man's law. We have to help others carry their load, showing them our action. We do what we are told. We are blessed to be responsible. On the battlefield, we can't afford the year. Our service is bigger than the universe. As always, keep our lives first. Confirmation that propagation is salvation. Praise be to Allah. Assalamu alaikum.
My Islam. Just telling, mentioning to the brother, where have you been at? We haven't heard from you with poems in a long time. Huh? I said, there you go, there you go.
No problem. I'm back.
Just what I mean. We done created a niche with certain people that constantly always will call, and we look forward to hearing from them. When you hear from them, we get a say, oh, there you go, Mark. Yeah, he's been for a while. This is our program that is dedicated to the believers to feel free to share your wealth. Your wealth is your experience that you encounter. Brother, like to do the poem, always open for the poems to everybody to come in to share whatever they want with our program, because it's designed. Once we get the attention of the people, we can be more receptive to it. And it will be easy to communicate with each other because you're already familiar with each other. And how you become familiar with each other, there's a certain form of trust that you create, a bond that helps you be able to relax and speak your mind. We go out there in society as the brother was explaining about this, the political economy. You can't speak your mind out there. Because they'll take whatever you say and twist it, turn it around, flip it upside down, make you look anything other than yourself. Here, we can sit down and we can get our thoughts together. We can generate and be able to articulate what we want to say and what we and how we want to do it. And then it's a matter of just doing it. We don't have to ask nobody permission to do that. We just do it. We lay it out. we can plan our work and we work our plan. That's the whole objective. But it has to start with the people. You don't do nothing with Allah's name without the people. That's why individuality, it can't survive. You have to do everything as one. Signs of the creation in the universe, all of them work as one. They don't work individually. The only one that don't work and is not working individually is the human being, man. Because society got his attention. Give our attention to the will of Allah and build all our criteria based on him. That's all it is. Submit our will. Submission, our, that's the Muslim, isn't it? One who submitted will to Allah. And his will, and adjust his attention. Give your attention to Allah. And let's build and work everything in a manner that we can be successful. Because I know we're already on that road, already heading towards that. You know, I have Brian Ali right beside me, and I can feel the energy coming from him that I have to step back a little bit. He has snatched the phone out of my hand. Yeah, but that's what he brings. And that's what we look for. But before we get a mic to Brian, does anybody have a question, statement, comment? Feel free to press the one on your mic or on your phone, and we'll bring you on as soon as possible. So with that being said, I'd like to bring you our professor, Brian Ali. As-salamu alaykum.
As-salamu alaykum. I want to start off, first and foremost, thanking Allah for the opportunity to speak to the AM360 audience. I want to thank the brothers for inviting me once again to be here with them today. And I want to join in on what our brother Nate Muhammad was talking about, and he was emphasizing a great deal on was attention. So the word of the day will be attention. Now, if you're in the military and somebody says attention, you snap too. If you remember the old Kmart, and they came over to PA system and said, attention Kmart, and you ran to where they were serving the blue light special. You remember that. Unfortunately, in today's society, we have a major problem with everybody wanting attention, demanding attention as though they were an infant. An infant has to have your attention because an infant can do nothing for itself.
That's right.
But once the infant matures and develops and grows and has control of his faculties, he begins to do for self, as we should be doing right now, but he begins to do for self, he understands. He doesn't need so much attention anymore. He can do things for himself on his own. But right now, you've got people on TikTok and all the other social medias, Bitbop or whatever you want to call it, and they want your attention. But they have not done anything to deserve your attention, but they still are demanding to you, look at me. The old saying is it's better to be looked over than to be overlooked. That's not always the case. But when you don't have the maturity and the strength of character to understand that you don't need the attention to go where you need to go and do what you need to do, it's almost as if they're saying, look at me, look at me, look at me. To do what? To divert your attention. As the saying goes, where attention goes, energy follows.
Right.
And you devoting your attention to trivialities and nonsense leaves you, what? At the end of the day, you're like, man, I'm tired. What did I do today? You can't even recall because where your attention goes, your energy follows. So all the intuition, all the intelligence, all the excitement that you have to face the new day goes towards trivialities, trivial pursuits. You start off right away at work, and you talking about the game last night. You talking about the show you saw. You talking about somebody did this or that. You're gossiping. Where your attention goes, energy follows. By the time it's time for you to get serious, you have no more energy to get serious with. This is a problem. It came to me last night, so I have to kind of do a little sidestep on what I really wanted to talk about or had written about, because I thought, why did these billionaires must be, why do they want so much attention? Why are they jumping up and down on stages trying to get your attention? Why do they want jobs when they have multi-billions of dollars? Why can't they just go ahead and start solving problems? They don't need a title to solve problems. Why do you want to be in somebody's newly elected cabinet? If you have billions of dollars, you could solve the issues without the red tape. Why in the world would someone like, who is worth over $200 billion, why, and there's only 7.8 billion people in the world, he could virtually write a check tonight to everyone in the universe, in this entire world, and in their economic woes. And he would still be extremely wealthy. If he cared about you, if he cared about the humanity, wouldn't he do that? He would not seek to be on stage. He would not seek to make speeches. He would just let his ability speak for him. He's not really an articulate person. So why does he not just let his money do the talking? You've got to ask yourself, what's going on? Listen, these billionaires want your attention for a reason. They have more money than you could ever spend. It's not your attention that they after. That's the initial stage of it. Look at me. Look what I'm doing. They want your adulation. They want to be adored. They, like Pharaoh, Pharaoh, they want to be worshipped as though they are a partner with the creator of everything. Think about that. You're looking to them for salvation? They want the masses to look to them for their salvation. They don't have that in them. Or, again, they would put an end to impoverishment around the world. 7.8 billion people, and you have $200 billion. It's not even 10% of your wealth. Why don't you go ahead and put an end to poverty? Why don't you go ahead and put an end to the suffering? Because they have no inclination whatsoever to do that. My. Here we are looking to someone who has no desire to help you, and you're looking at them for help. Oh, yeah, but wait till, you know, I'm off kitchen there, man. He's going to be part of the cabinet, and he's going to help do this and this and that. He could have done that a long time ago. What happened? Stop looking at someone to help you that does not desire to help you. What they will do is walk up on you and offer to sell you something, offer to have you pay for a service that they produce, buy their car, buy their book, service, product, transactions. That's all they're interested in, transaction after transaction. Everything can't be transactional because Allah didn't have a transaction with his creation. He created it. It is the Satan who wants everything to be transactional. It is the Satan who needs your attention, because he then diverts your attention away from Allah and away from worship to trivial pursuits. You don't even understand who's around you. You're not even aware. Listen, Brother James was talking about our condition after these electoral procedures took place. what we want to think about is this. When Musa came to Pharaoh, and Pharaoh saw what his capabilities were, he went and got the magicians to come and challenge Moses and offer them a reward if they were to beat him. They met, and they said, "Shall we go or you so?" And Moses said, "Throw first what ye are about to throw." And it seemed to be something terrifying to the people. Musa threw down his rod, and it destroyed the artificiality and the fake things that the magicians had thrown down. And they came to their senses and said, "This is the Creator. This is God." They've thrown during this election. We let them throw first. Now we've got to throw. Well, what are we throwing, brother? I mean, we're throwing the truth. Musa's staff was what he used to support him. It's what he used to beat down fodder for his sheep because he was a shepherd. And when he went on the mount to meet with God, he said, "What is that in your hand?" And he said, "This is my staff. I use it to support me. I use it to help feed my flock, blah, blah." He said, "Throw it." And when he threw it, it became like a snake. And Musa left, not retracing his steps. But then Allah said, "Come back. Now grab it," and it will return to its original form. The truth, when in its original form, not the kind of mixed up lies and truth that the Shaitan has, but when you grab the truth firmly, convincingly, you destroy the lies. You destroy the liars. We have to remove our support from those who mean us no harm. I mean us nothing but harm. We're still supporting people who would kill us, I must say it like that, if they had the opportunity. They would, as it says, bite off their very fingertips in frustration at us when they see us being successful. We are not the ones who are the problem. And I heard the brother earlier saying we're not the aggressors, but we want to assert ourselves, and we want to assert the truth and then defend that truth. The aggressors, because we won't transgress, but we will have and defend the truth against the transgressors who seek to remove us from our truth. You must, and this is imperative, return your attention and your support to what? The truth. This is how we're going to get out of this chaos. This mishagas, as the Jews were saying. We've got to get ourselves back into control of ourselves. Do not be so overly concerned with who's in the White House or who's in the outhouse. We got to concern with our house. And we got to keep it from burning down because the people that they're trying to put in positions of authority have no real sense, have no real intelligence. Their only sense is dollars and cents. And that's the only thing they care about. They don't care about their children. They don't care about their neighborhoods. But if you take your attention away from them, they'll care about that. They will see. See, if we in unison do this, we must get in unison with each other. All of us who believe, really believe, and want the halal or allowed way of life, and want to put an end to the haram or harmful way of life, then we must combine together our minds, our intelligence, our hearts, our spirit must be the same, and we must move out in the same. Forget about the geographic location. Forget about who's where and who's what. We need to combine our efforts, because trust me, you don't think it right now because you don't see it right now. There are millions of us who feel like us, who think like us, who want what we want. You saw the election. And there are millions more, maybe tens of millions, maybe hundreds, that don't feel like we feel. And that's all right. Because we, being the mu'min, we being the believer, didn't Allah tell you that the 100 believers can vanquish 1,000 non-believers? There's millions of us. We'll be able to combat hundreds of millions that may think that they're against us. This is doable. This is very doable. He told us what we need to do. And now all we have to do, with us walking down the street with nothing but the truth, exposing the masqueraders, exposing the liars, the perverted thinkers, those who seek to get us away from our true selves. We cannot buy into the lie. We must remove the thieves and manipulators who are under Satan's influence. Satan masqueraded as a help, as a friend. Even though our father Adam was told, this to you is an avowed enemy, he relentlessly came at him to offer advice. With what credentials was he offering advice to our father Adam? And it said those who forget or ignore history are doomed to repeat it. We don't have the luxury of constantly repeating over and over and over. We don't have the luxury of failing the test. See, Allah is testing before he's blessing. He's going to test. And if you don't pass the test, he will test you again. And if you don't pass the test, he will test you again. This is his mercy to you to go through it. But you got to know, to get to it, you got to go through it. Mm-hmm. There are no shortcuts. There's no going around the corner. There's no hiding behind the bush. No shortcuts. We don't want any cuts. We want what Allah wants us to have. You can't keep masquerading as something that you're not. You can't go along to get along because you're just going along with someone who is going along with someone who is going along with someone, and they don't even know who they're following. The Shaitan hates us all. There is no one, no agnostic, no atheist that he does not have disdain for. Even the ones who say they worship him, he probably has more disdain for them, knowing what he is and knowing that Allah is the true creator. Or else he would not have asked Allah for respite. He would have just said, I ain't got to deal with this. I'm going to go about my business. I'm going to do what I want to do. No, he knew who he was. And he knew who Allah was. There's no comparison whatsoever. It's only the fool who sits down with Satan and entertains Satan and has him sit at his table. Those are the ones who don't understand what is really happening. This thing that you think is awful, this is you being aware now of where you are and who you are and who is around you. Stop trying to just get your piece of the pie. You should be after the ingredients and make your own pie. That's what do for self is. You ain't talking about a piece of the pie. You want the whole pie. And if you can't get a piece of their pie, why not get your own pie? We've always done it better than they did it anyway. When are we going to learn? As our brother Michael Jackson said, all I'm trying to say is they don't really care about us. But you got us. What are they now? In the House of Representatives, maybe Senate? The brothers that go in and, oh, we just love you so much. It's ridiculous that in this day and time, we have people who actually can get in front of thousands of people and virtually just prostrate down to them, become, and I say this in a nice way, sycophants. We've got to start calling these people what they are. You can't be a man and be a butt kisser. I'm sorry, that's it.
True.
Yeah. You're not a prevaricator. You are a liar. Call it like it is. Call a spade, if I can say that.
You don't say it.
I done said it. Well, I'm going to say it again. Call a spade. Be real. Get all the phoniness. Get all the fakery. Get all the nonsense out of your life. And see how they treat you then.
That's right.
Show up to work on Monday, next Monday, a half hour, 45 minutes early. Don't clock on. They'll call you cheating. Don't do that. Show up. Ready to work. Sit down and read a book, read a newspaper. See, what you doing? Well, you kind of early. I know. And then, you know, continue to read. Hey, man, you talk about, excuse me, I have something to do right now, but thank you. Then they're going to start saying, oh, he's trying to get new on us. On your lunch break, try to run an errand or two. You know, it only take you about 10 minutes to really eat the food that you burn. And if you don't eat, you ain't going to starve because you missed one meal. Oh, he's getting new on us. No, he's getting focused. He's putting his attention where his attention belongs. Most of us know that we have at least 20 minutes of every single day where we virtually are wasting it. Putting those 20 minutes together day after day, you could pick up at the end of the month a full day. How much more productive would you be with a day added to your month and days added to your year? Be productive. Don't allow them to decide for you what is important to you. Get the real truth and be truthful with yourself. There is no reason why we can't have better. There is no reason why we can't do better. We just need to stop all the lying and letting people lie to us. Remove the fakeness, remove the phoniness, and deal with the real. Deal with what's really happening, not the way it should be, not the way it was, not the way it will be, what is right now happening right in front of your face. Deal with that. If it's difficult, deal with it anyway. With difficulty comes ease. What are you saying? With difficulty comes ease. In the difficulty, when you go through it, you will see the solution to the problem that you're dealing with. With difficulty will come ease. It's already built in. And acquire the courage and the heart that is necessary to do what you need to do, to be where you need to be. Stop participating in nonsense. You don't have to watch the news for 4 or 5 hours. They told you in the first 15 minutes what the news is. But you sit and watch it and you become more perturbed and upset. Why is that? You want to see every little thing that this person said and you want to, you're worshiping them. That's shirk. after just a few moments, get the news. If you didn't get it, then get it later. Take those hours and be productive. Take those hours and have a good time with your family. Sit down and talk to your children and your grandchildren. Go take a walk in the park out in the sun so that you can get some vitamin D through your skin and you won't have to go and buy it. Get yourself healthy physically. Get yourself smarter. Reading. Get your soul calm and undisturbed. They're after you. I told you before this election, there's going to be a fight coming afterwards. Get yourself ready for the fight. And the fight is not, oh man, I'm looking for something to bop him upside the head. It's not that physical a fight. If it turns to that physical fight, be ready. I'm saying the fight is they're fighting for your intelligence. They're fighting for your future. They're fighting because they don't want you to be authentic. They don't want you to be aware of what they're doing to you. I'm sorry, but some people, some of them get upset. They get upset when you realize who they are. It upsets them. You have disturbed their demons. I'll tell you what's worse. You're showing them who they are and showing the world who they are. But before you do that, show them who you are. Show them what you're made of. Show them who you worship and how, who's got your back, because nobody has their back. That's why they come in mobs. They call them lynch mobs because they were one of you and 30 and 40 of them, because they are cowards when it comes down to the real. But all this make-believe and fake and phony, they got that. Woo, they got that. You meet somebody, and it looks like, you know, this is a statuesque, attractive woman, but when they pull the wig off and the fingernails off and the makeup off and everything like that, all of a sudden, you know, it's like a 5-foot man. Fake. We've got to stop being fake. We must be real. Like my sister said, be who you is. Because it's better for you. When we are true selves, we're real. When we are true selves, we connect back with real power, which comes from the creator and not the creation. When we start looking for our salvation to come from Allah instead of from Mr. Whoever who has a few dollars, we tap into real power. When we begin to state that we intend to do things instead of saying we're going to try to do things, it emboldens you. It makes you stand straighter and stronger. Because if I don't do it today, I intend to do it. But if I don't, when I wake up tomorrow, I'm going to intend on doing it again until I get it done. They're looking at you. Are you looking at you? They want to divert your attention away from the necessary things that make your life better. They want to divert your attention away from the machinations and manipulations that they're doing behind the scenes. So they throw out these clowns. And these clowns do clown things. And your attention goes to where the clown is, with the big nose and the floppy shoes. And in the meantime, there are these billionaires. And I've got nothing against rich people. I wish we were all rich. But we got people behind the scenes moving, structuring things. And just because you put a crown on a clown, he does not become a king. And because you sit someone in a seat of power does not make him powerful. When we were growing up, we knew who Mr. This One or That One was. When we were growing up, we saw because we had respect for certain positions. Certain people that occupied those positions were qualified. Whether they were doctors, lawyers, or Indian chiefs, they were qualified. Now we're in a position to see that the people that they're placing in positions are not qualified. It should disturb you. An unqualified person is basically a liar. Do you want that person whose father got him into med school and got him a position with an accredited hospital to operate on your loved one or on you, knowing that he's not qualified? We can't have this. We can't have this. This is not sustainable. In no way, shape, or form should we allow people to do things to us and then tell us it's for our own good. We have to know. We have to know what is for our own good. And when people get into these positions, if they don't have our best interests in mind, we must remove them and find candidates and find people who have our best interests in mind because they are like us. How many billionaires or descendants of billionaires actually feel the pain of not having adequate insurance or health care or daycare or elder care or auto insurance? And do they have to worry about where they're going to live, where their next meal is coming from? Can they afford the prescription that's been prescribed to them by their physician, or do they have to buy food instead? If they don't know that, how can they make decisions for people who go through that? They can't. And they won't. Why are they often looking to cut the taxes of the billionaire corporations? Why are the billionaires in such a frenzy about who should be where and in what position? To get more money? Perhaps, and this is just a perhaps, those billions are just on paper. Perhaps they're not these wealthy peoples as we thought they were. Perhaps it's just numbers placed in there fraudulently. Think about this now. If they were really so super wealthy, how come they aren't helping people more than they have been? If, for instance, I want to pick on him, but Mr. Musk, if he thought this was such a great country and he wanted us to do well, there are about 350 million people in these United States, not America. America is a continent. The United States is a country. And these United States are about 350 million people. That is not even 10% of his worth reported. Why doesn't he just cut a check? So now everyone in these United States would be overnight wealthy. And it would not touch his fortune almost at all. Again, what happened? Where's your heart? Where's your compassion? I thought you said you loved this country and you came from South Africa because you loved and you became a citizen. People, please, think for yourself. Think for yourself. And the only way to do for yourself is to think for yourself. Get the real and get to the real. Remove all the fake, the phony, the nonsensical out of your life. Because if you don't, when the day of reckoning comes, how will you be separated from, how will the believer be separated from non-believer if the believer is doing what the non-believer is doing and believing what the non-believer believes? You must say to them, listen, I'm not going to believe what you believe, and you're not going to believe what I believe. I'm not going to do what you do, and you're not going to do what I do. My way to me and your way to you. If you do that, I guarantee success for you. I want to thank the brothers again for this opportunity. And hopefully I have a minute to come back, because I've been on here too long. I can hear it in my throat. I've been on here too long. So I'm going to turn it back over to the one and only Nate Muhammad.
Yes, that was Brian Ali, the professor. I had to wrestle the mic back from him. Didn't want to give it up. But, you know, we still have, look like we got a hand up from there. So 707-227-408. Your mic is back open.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank Allah for the brother and the words he gave us. Praise be to Allah. It's something that we would like to share. Alhamdulillah. Political ascension above spiritual ascension. Muhammad is more than just a spiritual leader. He is a leader for all levels. Also, he is a political leader. Study and learn how to give religion so others can love and appreciate it, as it will improve their condition. Whether they are students in the classroom, audience, or congregation, man is satisfied with his accomplishment and wealth accumulation. Relief is to free you or us to have more energy, more faith to work with. Knowledge grows up the life of the neighborhood, collectively we benefit. Muhammad was pure in his nature and in his human spirit. Believers, helping others to have a progressive future. They are in a situation to really humanize their spirit. Good deeds never lose. They will benefit. Fulfilling all obligations as servants of the Most High. This is how they progress. This is how they do more than survive. God wants for us the excellent in this life and in the hereafter. Have a workable relationship with mind, heart, and matter. The last stage for achievement in society is a political order. We have a universal plan that's continuing moving forward. A global destiny, a better and more productive tomorrow. Study more, live, and share what we know. Raise the people up from just human nature and spirit to political ascension. Build an institution at the logical conclusion. Medina is the model for our political vision, utilizing Quran, Sunnah, and mutual consultation. Assalamu alaikum.
Thanks, sir. Very well put, brother. All right, first one, yeah, close the mic. We're going to take a PSA, and we'll be right back.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Imam Nikhil Ukda, Assistant Imam of Masjid Al-Halim, New Medina, Mississippi, asking you to join me in supporting Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or phone in your pledge 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world.
Assalamu alaikum, James Bashir of the Halal Industry, Do For Self. Join us every Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an edition of the Halal Industry, Do For Self. With your hosts, Imam Wale Ayub Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Bilal Zinc, and co-hosts James Bashir, Nate Muhammad, and Brian Ali. The interest of Bilal Zinc is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of the slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength, to establish community life by doing for self, to build the model community. Connect at am360.org and 24-hour streaming. at 701-719-4197. Call in live to speak to the host at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Share comments at info@cwsc.us, tweet at CWSHURAA, email us at info@cwsc.us, visit am360.org, PAN Corporation, Community-Wide Shore Conference at cwsc.us, or leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297.
Thank you, Brother James, Nate Muhammad, Halal Industry. Again, we want to just share with the AM3 audience that our whole objective is built around uniting. We look at our comments, it stems from some of the things that are stopping us from uniting or in the way. We look forward to the audience share your thoughts with some of the things that are stopping us from uniting from your perspective. As the sister said, together we can remake the world. And we can do all that if we all can sit around a table and elaborate on what we think and write it down. Write it down. And we can go put it in motion. That's the whole purpose. This is the whole purpose of sitting here talking. This is the whole purpose of Block Talk Radio, to share your thoughts, or might say your opinion. But we want to back all our thoughts and our opinion up with some action. I remember, I think it was the sister in Louisiana, said she'd been hearing everybody talking nothing about always unifying, but never seen nothing. No action behind it. We're here to make that a reality. We're here to make it happen. But it takes each and every one of us. And it has to be in a commitment. It can't be just I support y'all from a distance. No, it's a commitment. It's a commitment. And we're going to have to sacrifice. Because without any sacrifice, there's no success. And that's what we look for. We look for that when we share our comments with the people or with the audience. Sometimes we get feedback, sometimes we don't. But that's regardless, that we have to sit back and stay focused on our objective. Some of us up in age, and we might look as though there's no hope in all. There's always hope. We're only a pit stop through this society, through this world. We're only here to do what the law wants us to do. Once we recognize that, realize that, everything gets a little easier for us as far as comprehending, understanding what's going on around us. And Brian was talking about the millionaires. They don't have no desire, concern about the welfare of the common people. So they don't get our attention. Well, they definitely don't get my attention. I'm aware of them. I have my eye on them, but they don't have my attention. Because my interest, you're not concerned about our interests. I respect everybody's disposition, but we're on two different platforms. Here, we can get the ear of the people without either shaming them, scaring them, intimidating them, and the biggest one, lying to them. Not interested in lying. Be honest with the people. We're taught how to be fair and honest to the people. Okay, we got another hand up again. This is, brother, it looks like you got another poem coming in. 727-408. Your mic is back open. Uh-oh, that must have been a mistake. Sorry. So, in the meantime, as they get all riled up to really present and give our opinion, our thoughts, we look forward to doing this. And we can tell, too, when Brian gets fired up over this, you know. But that's just him. And that's how, I don't know how he perceive or how he come over on the radio. You can see the sincere. Here comes 727. I'm opening your mic again.
I'm having a little trouble with my phone, though, but there's something that I'd like to share. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum, everybody. There's something I'd like to share that a movement that's going on, and inshallah, if we take upon this quest as a community, it really will unify us and let us see another great value in our religion. We know we deal with the Hydra Canada, and we know during the month of Ramadan we fast, and we know what we do during that month. But we have other months that things are going on that pertain to Islam. And so what we're doing now, we're taking the levels that the prophets went through from Adam all the way to Muhammad. And when it got to the level of Abraham, and it got to Muhammad, when Allah told Muhammad, look at the Jews. He said, look at what they do. He's saying, you do it for all people. And then Muhammad went and established Medina. So we have been going through the levels of the prophet, Esau, Abraham, Moses, and, you know, we're dealing with government and every aspect of that goes on within Abid months, Abid Islamic calendar months. And just imagine how that's going to be when we, in those months, we in our sacred months. So the things that goes on in the Gregorian calendars, all the things that take the money out of our pockets, the Easter, the Christmas, the Mardi Gras here in New Orleans, Super Bowl, and all the stuff that goes on, we'll be into our months and what's going on. And then the activity that the Islamic activities that we participate in, we put those in every month too. So we're creating something that is in Islam, and then it'll be peculiar to every situation and every condition also. And this is a great way for us not only to just learn our religion, but to live it and leave a definite pattern on the minds of our children. They're coming under a pattern that is Islamic and focused. It's something that I never just heard of happening here in the United States of America, but it's a very, very powerful situation. And you find out during most of these months, you'll see fasting done in these months. And you know, in fasting, you have a certain kind of rapport about yourself. You have a certain kind of discipline about yourself. You have a better purification on your body, because Allah say that He don't want the body to be burdened. He say He don't want us to be burdened. He say He wanted to be purified. And what purified out of money is charity. And so we'll be in a position by not buying all these different gifts and all these different our children tied up into all this Christmas, this Easter thing, because why it's going on in society, they'll be being brought back to some that go to their original nature. So this is a movement, and Sister Knowles and others on Fridays, I think from 7 to 9, on Saturday from 7 to 9, this is going on. And so inshallah, by time next year come, you know, around this time, it'll be a whole different new day for the Muslims in America, and then those in our association who have a journey in on it. So praise be to Allah. I wanted to share that. I think that was more than well mentioned. Assalamu alaikum.
Mike Slime, brother, very well put and very well perceived. So you're going to close your mic here. Push the one. Get your hand down. And that's what we, again, as the brother was saying, and to bring all kinds of the information to the program to share with us. Last week, a brother, he brought about a sister that got elected to, I don't know if it was a congress or something over there in Missouri. And the brother just brought this information. This is informed. Let's share whatever's going on around us. Because we be aware of what's happening. Because we need progress to keep that spirit up. You know, if we can get around the progress, that energy, we can feed off of each other. And in whatever endeavors we're doing, what we're doing in our area, we can help. That's all we is. We here to, I don't know, we can call it jumpstart, you know, each other. To get that blood pumping back again, you understand? Because again, you know, we're not asleep, but it's almost like the society is willing to sleep, and we need people like here. The professor had the blood circulating, the adrenaline flowing, you know, and you should see how animated he is in the room here. You know, and it gets well thought out, and that you can see sincerity. That's why I say I don't know how it come across over the radio, but I it come across right here with me. I look because again, we here to share our wealth. That brother on the 70727. You on the ball today? You the number one call.
This is 727741.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. I'm so used to
the brother. I know. And sometimes I don't follow up behind him because it makes me think that, oh, you see the 727. Okay. But
yeah,
alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. This is Martha Nyla calling from St. Petersburg, Florida, and praise be to Allah.
Yes,
I truly want some. Yes, Martha Nyla. Yes, I want to commend y'all, and especially when you say about the professor didn't want to give up the mic. I go, oh, okay,
yeah,
I'm hearing all three of them tonight. but yeah, we do hear the enthusiasm. And two, now, are you all at the masjid?
Yes, ma'am.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah, hey, I have I can relate. Because having gone and visited and have seen you,
yes,
you I don't know if I saw Professor Brian Ali or James Bashir.
No, he wasn't there. That was during Ramadan.
He wasn't
in the building that day. You know.
Oh, okay.
But he's around. He's been around.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah.
Well, I hope to have that pleasure again, inshallah, to be able to visit my. Yes.
I was just sitting up there saying, oh, wake up with you, Sister Martha. She got to come back through here, come Ramadan, or we probably can sit up and have a program here for, you know, AM 16.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah, Imam Bilal was all instrumental in wanting to set up a program here, too. But, his illness put him back. But we can still forward on and see if we can establish something like that. And we want to stay in contact with you in reference to that.
Alhamdulillah. Praise to Allah. I'm loving it. That's what I want to really, really call in. And I was just enjoying the rapport and the information and the spirit of what you're giving and how you're giving it, the necessity of that. Praise be to Allah. So thank you. And everyone who's listening, assalamu alaikum.
Nice line, Martha. Nice calling, too. Now, I know 727-741. I know the difference now.
Okay. But that's my brother Bilal. So He's right.
That's real good. Yeah, we need it. He need it. And that's the poet.
That's the poet laureate for him. Yes.
Yes, ma'am. All right, sister. I'm gonna since you did, I'm gonna quit. My slime. We're gonna close your mic, and we're gonna bring Bryant, our professor, back on. We're getting rave review on the energy he comes to the table with. So, you know, I like to keep it going. You understand? And hope some can rub off on a lot of the AM 360 audience. There's Brian Alley, the professor.
Listen. I can tone it down, Sister Martha, if it's too high widened. But sometimes when I think about these things, I get beside myself. So I'm asking us to avoid these pretenders who try to decide things for us. And I'm asking us to take the reins in our own hand. I want us to turn our attention towards what's real and away from the fakeness. I want us to get as real as we can and be as real as we can and remove our support from the liars and fakers, no matter what title they have or what position they sneaked into. The pharaohs that are coming, pharaohs, the modern day ones, I believe will face the same conclusion as the pharaoh who went up against Moses. So I'll say like they say, our Christian brothers, I tell Sister Martha, don't weep, don't moan, because Pharaoh's army got drowned.
God, that's the whole thing for the one.
All right. He got drowned. So our time is here. The time for us to do what we need to do is right now. It wasn't yesterday. It wasn't the day before yesterday. It's not tomorrow. It's right now, this minute. Don't turn off the radio yet. We're still talking. But I'm saying our time is right now. Do not support those who do not support you. Do not show love for those who despise you. Give your love to who loves you. We must join our hearts, minds, and spirits together, the millions of us who know right from wrong, and do it, and do it, and do it. If we do, we will be as the Mujaddid says when he's calling us to prayer, come to prayer. But afterwards, he says, come to success. Our success lies in our hands because the fakers have no one, and we have Allah. The power does not come from the creation. The power comes from the creator. The pharaohs of the world don't understand that yet. But we know that. So be real. Real, real. And we will have success. I want to leave you as I greeted you with the greetings of peace. Aye, salam alaikum.
Thank you, Professor. With that there, we have another hand up. I have anonymous phone caller. I know who it is. But anyway, state your name and where you calling from. Your mic is open.
Assalamu alaikum, Sister Amina, from the Metro Atlanta area. Well, really, I'm in the one of the main counties, DeKalb County, where there's many, many believers of diverse background, and many of us who are on this path. And all I can say is what the brother just finished reciting, takbir. That's excellent. That's exactly what was on my mind. I just wanted to mention calling. Salamu alaikum.
Listen, spread it around. Don't keep it to yourself. Yes, spread it around.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I mean,
yes.
I'm closing my mic. Salamu alaikum. Yes, thank you. We're getting a rave review from our brother, Professor. you know.
Which, stop talking.
He's all excited now. He got his point across. That's the main thing. He come in, he want to get his point across. And every time the program doesn't go on, he hit the ceiling, bounce off the walls. You understand? So, you know, we appreciate those comments and as well which as well taken. And we look forward to if we can be an assistant to everyone, you know, with that. Because we here as one, as the sister said, together. We can remake the world. Okay, we got a hand back up. Now, here's 4727-408. Now, I'm not mistaken.
All righty. Assalamu alaikum, everybody.
Right,
something like that.
All right, we got
we did send messenger before the... Alhamdulillah. It's just a take on Surah 13, 38, 39, 40. I do things like that, too. I take some translation of the Quran. I put them in point form also. We did send messenger before thee, serving God, striving to establish peace, appointed for them wives and children. This is how real responsibility began. Responsibility as a spouse was also a best friend. It was never the part of a messenger to bring a sign except as Allah permitted or command, control over people in the land. For each period of appointment, they have Allah to protect them from corruption and sin. Allah block out or confirms what he please. He gives humanity what it needs. His guidance is what people should see. With him is the mother of the book. Nothing in the Quran should be overlooked. Maybe we see just a little in our lifetime. We are aware of the consequence from crossing the line. I have a duty to make the message reach them. A person can solve their own problem. It is our part or creator to call them to account in every country, city, and town. Our demand perception was sound. You need mentorship and citizenship. This should become a part of our worship. Support them. Help them solve their problem. Don't treat them like Lil Dank and Sally Boo and South Dakota Slim. But also, we have something for them also. They need our help. And we're trying to do the best as we can, but we have to be aware of those who in our charge and make sure they get what they have to get. So praise be to Allah. Assalamu alaikum.
My son, brother, very well put. Like I said, we look forward to always hearing from you. You know,
I'm here. I'm back here. I'm back here now.
I'm glad we could reconnect.
And
all right,
like,
just the word. Closing your mic. All right, we got about 30 seconds left. And we'd like to thank everybody for calling in, listening. And at the same time, be at our mercy. We hope that you have learned something or you be able to share something with what you have heard. And we look forward to next week, next Wednesday from 5 to 7, another edition of the Halal Industry with Nate Muhammad, your host, with Brian Ali, James Bashir. We'd like to greet you all like we open up. Assalamu alaikum. Okay.